listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today's key verse is Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 7, which says, "Now as for you, son of man, I have appointed you as a watchman for the house of Israel, so you will hear a message from my mouth and give them a warning from me." In today's episode, Jeff Fish teaches how God uses prophets to guide, guard, and protect his people. You'll see how biblical prophets functioned as watchmen, warning of danger, calling people to repentance, and aligning the church with heaven's agenda. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. We have spent the last 2 days laying a firm foundation. First, we asked the question, what is a prophet? Then we answered the next natural question, how does a prophet hear and declare God's voice? Today, we step further into the weight of the calling as we ask, what role do prophets play in the life of the church today? And the answer is clear. They guide and they guard. So let's begin with our key verse, Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 7. "Now as for you, son of man, I have appointed you as a watchman for the house of Israel, so you will hear a message from my mouth and give them a warning from me." This verse captures the prophetic assignment in one word, watchman. The prophet stands on the wall. The prophet sees what others don't. The prophet hears what others ignore. And the prophet must speak, not out of fear, but out of faithfulness to the God who called them. Now let's take a moment to explore this a little further. In the ancient world, watchmen were positioned on the city walls to scan the horizon for danger. Their job wasn't to predict, it was to protect. They didn't create the threat, they simply announced it when they saw it coming. And if they remained silent, lives would have been lost. Now that's the burden of the prophet in the church today. Not to declare blessing, but to issue warnings. Not just to comfort, but to confront compromise. Not just to inspire, but to protect the purity of the bride of Christ. Now, in addition, we see this role played out powerfully in the life of Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 to 39, Elijah confronts the prophets of Baal on the Mount of Carmel. Then, at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah, the prophet, approached and said, "Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so that this people may know that you, Lord, are God, and that you have turned their heart back." Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, the wood, the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw this, they fell on their faces, and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." This is not just a dramatic showdown. It's a prophetic moment of reformation. Elijah is guarding the people from spiritual deception and guiding them back to covenant with Yahweh. Now let me say this clearly. Prophets in the church are not just firebrands. They are foundation builders. They don't just call down fire. They call the people back to the altar. They don't just expose what's false. They lead the church toward what's true. And their goal is never chaos. It's always alignment with heaven. And now that we've seen the role of the prophet as a watchman and a reformer, let's shift to the New Testament. In Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, We get a glimpse of the prophetic office functioning in a healthy local church. It says, "Now there were prophets and teachers at Antioch in the church that was there. Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were serving the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set Barnabas and Saul apart for me for the work to which I have called them.' Then, when they had fasted, prayed, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away." Notice how the prophetic ministry is flowing in unity and partnership. These prophets weren't rogue voices operating in isolation. They were grounded in community, aligned with leadership, and submitted to the Holy Spirit's leading. That's the prophetic ministry at its healthiest. Not controlling, not chaotic, not confusing, but guided by the Spirit, anchored in the Word, and functioning in order. Now, speaking of that, prophets guide the church in three main ways. Number one, they call the church back to repentance. This is one of the most consistent themes in the scripture. When the people of God have drifted, God raised up a prophet to call them back, not with shame, but with urgency. And real prophets don't tolerate mixture. They won't stay silent when idolatry creeps into the camp. They don't flatter sin. They expose it in love so that restoration can begin. And like Elijah, they rebuild the altar. Like John the Baptist, they prepare the way for the Lord. Like Jeremiah, they weep while they mourn. Number two, they release strategy for the future. True prophets not only confront sin, they prepare the church for what's ahead. They receive instruction from the Lord to equip, mobilize, and position the body of Christ. Think of Agabus in Acts chapter 11, who warned of a coming famine. That wasn't fear-mongering, it was strategy. The early church was able to prepare and send relief to believers in Judea. Prophets today often carry spiritual blueprints, heavenly insight that enables the church to build wisely and walk boldly. Number three, they guard the church from deception. This is critical in an age of false teaching, compromised pulpits, and spiritual manipulation. Prophets discern the counterfeit. They confront demonic doctrine. They carry a sensitivity to spiritual contamination and are often the first to sound the alarm when error is creeping in. Their voice may not always be welcomed, but if received, it will bring protection and correction. And this ties into why the church desperately needs the prophetic office today. We have embraced pastors. We've honored teachers. We've welcomed evangelists. But many churches have pushed prophets to the fringe or ignored them altogether. And as a result, we have built ministries without spiritual fire. We have raised up congregations without conviction. We've lost our edge. But when prophets are rightly honored and integrated into the life of the church, truth returns to the pulpit. Holiness returns to the people. And fire returns to the altar. Prophets do not replace Scripture. They align the church with Scripture. They do not operate above authority. They function under it. They do not prophesy for profit. They speak because they've been marked by the word of the Lord. So let me challenge you with this. If you are a prophet, or if God is calling you into that office, you need to understand your role is not just to speak. It's to watch, to warn, to guard, and to guide. You're not just bringing inspiration. You're bringing alignment. You're contending for the bride. You're building the wall, not just pointing out the cracks. And if you're not called to the office, but you're in the body, You need to recognize the value of this calling. Don't reject what you don't understand. Don't despise what makes you uncomfortable. The church was never meant to function without the voice of the prophet. Now, as we bring this to a close, let's reflect on this. Ezekiel was told, "I have made you a watchman." You don't appoint yourself, God does. And once appointed, you carry a responsibility, not just to speak, but to speak what you hear from him. The church doesn't need more opinions. It needs the word of the Lord. It doesn't need louder voices. It needs clearer ones. It doesn't need hype. It needs heavenly wisdom, delivered with boldness and humility. And when the prophetic ministry is honored and activated, the church becomes what she was meant to be: pure, prepared, and powerful. Tomorrow, we will tackle one of the most critical topics in prophetic ministry: how to discern true prophets from false ones. You don't want to miss this. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.